गाइस गुड मॉर्निंग, दिस इज डॉक्टर मोहम्मद फिरोज आलम, डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ इंग्लिश, बीएन कॉलेज भागलपुर। टुडे आई वुड लाइक टू टॉक अबाउट सिमेंटिक चेंज। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल यू नो द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड सिमेंटिक। सिमेंटिक इज द साइंटिफिक स्टडी ऑफ द मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड। सिमेंटिक इज नोन बाय डिफरेंट नेम, सिमेंटिक शिफ्ट, सिमेंटिक प्रोग्रेशन, सिमेंटिक डेवलपमेंट और सिमेंटिक ड्रिफ्ट। It is a form of language change regarding the evolution of word usage, usually to the point that the modern meaning is radically different from the original usage. In diachronic linguistics, or another word you can say historical linguistics, semantic change is a change in one of the meanings of word. Every word has a variety of senses and connotations which can be added, removed or altered over time, often to the extent that cognates across space and time have very different meanings. The study of semantic change can be seen as part of etymology, onomasiology, semagiology and semantics. There are many examples of semantic change or progression or drift. For example, awful, 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 originally meant inspiring wonder or fear, used originally as a shortening for full of awe. In contemporary usage, the word usually has negative meaning. The next word, demagogue, originally meant a popular leader. It is from the Greek demagogues, leader of the people, from demos, people, plus agox, leading, guiding. Now the word has strong connotations of a politicians who panders to emotions and prejudice. Egregious originally described something that was remarked good. The word is from the Latin egregious, illustrious, select, literally standing out from the flock, which is from ex, out of, grace, flock. Now, it means something that is remarkably bad or flagrant. The next word, gay, it is very common word, my dear friend. You people are fully acquainted with the word, but it produces different meanings in the different situation. Originally meant 13th century, if you talk about Middle English, light-hearted, joyous, or in the 14th century, bright and showy. It also came to mean happy. It acquired connotations of immorality as early as 1637. Either sexual, for example, gay woman, prostitute, gay man, womanizer or gay house, brothel or otherwise. Again, example, gay dog, overindulgent man, and gay deceiver, deceitful and lecherous. In the United States by 1897, the expression gay cat referred to a hobo, especially a younger hobo in the company of an older one. By 1935, with the passage of the time, it was used in prison slang for a homosexual boa. And by 1951, and clipped to gay referred to homosexuals. George Chauncey, in his book Gay New World, a great linguist here, you know. Linguist means a person who knows much about language, would put this shift as early as the late 19th century among a certain in crowd knowledgeable of gay night life. In the modern day, it is most often used to refer to homosexuals or as a synonym for silly, dumb or boring. Guy, G-U-Y, Guy Fawkes was the alleged leader of plot to blow up the English Houses of Parliament on 5th November 1605. The day was made a holiday, Guy Fawkes Day, commemorated by parading and burning a rag grotesque effigy by Fawkes known as Guy. My dear student, in the plural, it can refer to a mixture of gender. Come on, you guys. Could be directed to a group of men and women. Thank you very much for patient hearing. In the next class, I will discuss again about the next topic.